Rock 107 WIRX, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter. Good morning, buddy. It's 7:10 and 40. We got a high of 38 today, low of 28 tonight. Tomorrow, becoming mostly sunny and a high of 40.
Yeah, we should get some sun tomorrow.
Yeah, a little bit. It's going to be cold.
It's going to be cold.
Yeah, it's all right.
Hey.
It's that time of year. Mother Nature's real moody this time of year.
Sit down and relax.
Brock's got the morning dump with trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more. Brought to you by Honor Credit Union.
Sorry, I'm hacking up a lung over
we
here.
Get it together? Are you sick or something? Better not get me sick.
I won't. Don't worry. I'm not contagious at this point. Shut up. I should have let you do the show for the rest of the week.
You shouldn't be cuddling right now.
I know, right? You're spooning right now, and it's kind of weird. If you're looking for a career change and don't mind relocating, then consider applying to be a whiskey taster in Scotland.
Oh!
This would be awesome. I'm not a huge... Actually, I do like whiskey, but I wouldn't say, like, I would make a career out of it. Mm-hmm. But that I could do this. I could do
this. Taste some whiskey.
The bachelor party travel company Stagweb is looking for someone to help them deliver tours of whiskey distilleries. Unfortunately, the job is only part-time, but the company claims no experience necessary.
So they couldn't find anybody in Scotland right away, huh?
I guess not. Unfortunately...
I think they'd jump on that, you know?
Now, if you're interested in making a run at this gig, you can apply at the Stagweb website and give them 150 words on why you're the man for the job, starting your 150 words with, I drink, therefore I am. We should just send this just to see if we could even get a call back or something.
It would be sweet.
God,
let's do it. Let's do that.
We'll do that. We'll send a letter to him. It'll be a joint one.
They probably don't have anybody from Scotland because he can't make it through the tour.
Yes.
You know?
Just hammer drunk, falling over. Paul Walker is the subject of a new documentary that will offer an in-depth look into the life of the late actor. Paramount Network, which has produced similar documentaries about Heath Ledger and John F. Kennedy Jr., will feature exclusive footage as well as interviews with Walker's co-stars, friends, and family. There's no words yet on when the film, titled I Am Paul Walker, will come out. Walker died in a fiery car crash on Thanksgiving in 2013. It's been
a while.
2013, dude. It feels like it happened.
Like yesterday. You know, the more research you do on Paul Walker, the more I realize, man, that guy was a good dude.
He was a great dude.
He was.
Yeah, stayed out of the tabloid headlines. Mm-hmm. He was a great actor.
Yeah. And you know what? I heard everybody he worked with said that he was just fun to work with.
Just loved him, yeah.
You know?
You ever seen Meet the Deedles?
Oh,
that is an old movie. He plays a surfer in that. Yeah. And that's a great movie, man. I do. It's one of those where it's like, and again, I never want anyone to die. Like, I'm not wishing anyone would die. But when you see people, like great people like Paul Walker taken, or even Heath Ledger, you see some of these people, you're like, why wasn't it the Kardashians instead?
Come on.
I mean, just take any one of the Kardashians. I don't think any of us would be that upset.
You know?
And again, for anybody out there who's like, oh, you want people. I'm not saying I want these people to die. I'm just saying there's better choices of people to take from this earth.
Exactly.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, like the pedophiles and, you know.
Exactly.
Some of those celebrities.
Take Jared Fogle, not Heath Ledger.
Exactly.
Come on, man. Take Kim Kardashian, not Paul Walker.
For God's sakes.
Let Kim make one more sex tape and then, you know, she's done. Then we've had our use out of it.
Look at your email lighting up right now.
I know. How dare you? NBC Universal will cut the number of commercials in prime time by 20% on all of their networks beginning this fall. They say this will reduce the overall ad time by about 10%. In addition to NBC, their stations including Telemundo, USA, MSNBC, E! And Bravo. Obviously, this is a direct reaction to streaming services like Netflix, Amazon, and Hulu, which give people the option of watching without any commercials at all. NBC is trying out some new things to compensate for the loss, including introducing special 60-second ads that are specifically tailored for shows and audiences. Also, the change is only for a first-run episode.
I was going to say, you have to make up for that somehow. I mean, they're just not going to let that money go.
I tell you what, yesterday, you know, lying in bed, sick, just having TV on, I wasn't watching terrestrial TV. Mm. No, all Hulu, all Netflix, all Amazon. Boom. I didn't throw on a single regular network channel.
And I'm telling you, if you do get cable, man, you will be like, oh, my God, there's so many commercials.
Yep.
It's crazy. If you get used to Hulu, if you get used to Netflix, and you get cable,
yep.
You're like, I can't watch it.
NBC is just the first of many. They're going to be making these adjustments, man, because they got to compete.
Well, good.
Yeah.
Would you rather have like a bunch of commercials in one spot and then watch everything like completely through, or the way it is, like cut up?
One in one spot. Like, I like when you're like, if you're watching like something on YouTube and they give the option of, do you want a bunch of different ones, mm-hmm. or do you want one commercial that's a little bit longer? I always take that. That way I can go do something else for a little bit. That's why.